Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, January 8th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. And as a reminder, it's Patch Tuesday. We still expect 7 bulletins from Microsoft. No indication at this point that there will be a patch for the Internet Explorer vulnerability that is being exploited. So the fix-it is still your best bet at this point. And a hacker going by the name of Nullsoft managed to compromise a website that's operated by the Department of Homeland Security. The vulnerability in this case was a file traversal vulnerability. File traversal vulnerabilities may occur if your code reads files from the file system and the file name is part of a parameter that's being provided by the user. So instead, for example, providing a template name or something like this, a user could then provide a file name that starts with ..slash or ..backslash, and this way traverse the directory on the server and download arbitrary files. The website was apparently coded in PHP, however, this is not a typical PHP vulnerability. This vulnerability happens in pretty much any programming language if the developer isn't careful enough and not appropriately validating user input. Of course, the server should also be configured to not allow access to any files that the web server user doesn't need access to. And then we got another case of certified preponed hardware. In this case, it is a 35mm slide scanner that came pre-installed with the Configure virus. The scanner was only sold via the German retail chain Cheapo, and the scanner itself is made by Hama, which is a pretty well-known photography brand. Not 100% sure if the same scanner is also available via other retail outlets or whether it's available outside of Germany. As usual with a USB-based malware, if you have the auto-run feature disabled, which should be the default by now, then you aren't directly going to be infected by this particular malware. And customers of Ubisoft, a company that's pretty big in the online gaming field, report a multitude of accounts being hijacked. Now, at this point, it's really not clear how these accounts are being hijacked. However, it looks like there is one particular group behind these hijacks because the email address of the hijacked accounts is changed to one particular domain, playbay.su. So that uses the old Soviet Union top-level domain. There are some accusations that this is actually the result of a breach of a Ubisoft system. However, this has not been substantiated so far. And in the past, similar hijacking events have happened because users installed cheat software, for example, that was backdoored and then reported usernames and passwords back to the creator of the cheat software. But let's move on to Yahoo and Yahoo Mail, which apparently suffers from yet another cross-site scripting vulnerability. The vulnerability was demonstrated in a video posted to YouTube. No details, no public proof of concept are available at this time. However, the video demo shows that the account can be taken over using this vulnerability. The vulnerability is exploited by sending an email with a malicious link to the victim. Once the victim clicks on a malicious link, then the attacker is able to gain full access to the Yahoo Mail account. The vulnerability has been reported to Yahoo, and more details are promised to be published once Yahoo fixes the vulnerability. And then a correction regarding a story from yesterday. Yesterday I reported that there is a patch for Cold Fusion. Well, it turns out there's no patch, there's just a vulnerability. The vulnerability has been reported and Adobe just essentially notified its users that the vulnerability exists. However, you probably will have to wait another week for a patch. And then finally, I also have a new survey for this podcast. I would like to get a little bit more feedback in how to improve it and what to fix or not to fix with this daily Stormcast. Check the show notes for URL to the survey. You should also find the link on the IAC website or just surveymonkey.com/s/stormcast should get you to the survey. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.